Hello, we are here today for a teaching audio, and I just want to start this off by inviting God in for prayer. So, Father God, thank you so much for your protection and your grace. Thank you so much for your love, even though we don't fully understand it. Raise our awareness to your love, to your grace, to your mercies, to your precepts, and to your ways of thinking and your ways of living. Father God, may what I have on my heart to share today, may it be you and only you, Father God, and may those who have ears to hear truly hear, Father God. Your word says that we perish for a lack of knowledge because we reject your truth, Father God. So let your truth not be rejected but received. In your son Jesus' name I pray, amen. So this is something that has been brewing on my heart, on my mind for a little bit. So I was like, you know what? Let me share this in our group. And that is, you cannot outpray sin. You cannot outpray sin. Now, what I mean by this is, I'm not saying that you can't ask God for forgiveness and repent of your sins. What I'm saying is, in one hand, you can't pray for something, ask for something, and then in the very other hand be committing a sin that literally is hindering God's ability to A, hear your prayer, B, answer your prayer, C, you see that prayer manifest in your own life, right? Like, you cannot outpray sin. So if you are in a situation, and I'm just going to give some examples, like if you are in a situation where you're praying and asking for God to send you a husband, you can't in one hand be praying, God, I want a husband, standing on specific scriptures as it relates to marriage and as it relates to being a wife and having a husband. And then in the very next hand, you are consorting with psychics, you are consorting with mediums. You are reading horoscopes, trying to see what your sign is versus somebody else's sign and trying to deliberate which sign you should match up with. You can't do both. The water is murky. It muddies the waters. You cannot do both. And we have to get to a certain level as Bible believing Christ followers that it doesn't matter if it worked for Jackie, it doesn't matter if it worked for Jane. For you, you're called to a higher standard. You're called to a different level. You don't want to keep circling the same mountain. You don't want to be like the children of Israel and be in the wilderness for 40 years, because they didn't have to be in the wilderness for 40 years. We all know that the journey that they were supposed to take, it was only supposed to be an 11-day journey, right? But God had to strengthen their faith. He had to do a number of things inside of them, and even with him, you know, needing to perfect them, it still didn't have to take them 40 years. So you cannot outpray your sins. That's why we are called to, when we go before God and we pray to him, we ask God to reveal stuff inside of us that we need to confess. We ask God to forgive us for our known sins and our unknown sins, and those sins that are unknown, that they be made known to us. Because sometimes it's not a sin that you yourself committed. The Bible tells us in his word that sins can be passed down all the way to the fourth generation. Sometimes the stuff that we are experiencing has nothing to do with us. It has nothing to do with us. Maybe it's something that great-grandma did or great-great-granddaddy did. So we have to ask God to reveal those things to us so we can effectively break those generational curses, so we can snatch back our legacy, so we can snatch back our peace, so we can snatch back our abundance. I'm really trying to charge not only myself up, but to charge you ladies up in my community, that it's really time for our lives to look different. It's really time for our, everything that we do to look different. We are literally called to be the salt and the light of the earth. Why salt, Janae? Salt has so many healing properties. to preserving properties. It's a reason that when, you know, butchers have these cuts of meat, that they put salt on them to preserve them. Because it keeps it fresh. It keeps it from going bad. It keeps it from spoiling before it's time. If you've ever been in any salty ocean, you know, if you go in and you caught off guard and you accidentally drink some of that water, it is salty. It is so salty. But you also know, if you get a cut, prime example, me and my husband, we went to Aruba not too long ago. And he dove off of this board. And when he dove off, he was holding my shades in his hand and he cut his thumb up. And when I tell you, I was like, you know, keep your hand in the salt water. Keep your hand in the ocean, because salt water is so healing. Ocean salty water is so beneficial and it's so healing. And it's like antimicrobial, and it kills off bacteria. When I tell you, we were in the ocean for, you know, days after that, his cut healed so quickly. So when we are called to be the salt and the light of the earth, we literally bring people from darkness into light. And it's really hard for us to do that, might I add, near impossible, if we're murking up the waters. If the stuff that we are doing, we are mixing a little bit of God, a little bit of Jesus in it, but we also are mixing a little bit of sin in it. We're mixing a little bit of Jesus in it, but then we're mixing in all of the things and the ways of the world, right? We saying we love God, we want a man, we want a marriage, but then we out there not keeping ourselves pure and casting our pearls to swine. We out there, God, I want to heal. I don't want to be sick. I don't want, you know, I want my hair to grow. I want my nails to grow. I want my skin to clear up. I don't want to, you know, always suffer from hormonal issues. I don't want to suffer from memory issues. Heal me, God. Heal me, God. Heal me, God. But we out here doing everything but the right things. We are out here placing crystals around our bodies and sage in the atmosphere, believing that's going to you know, purge energies and spirits out of the air, and that the crystals themselves are going to heal us. Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, are the only ones who heal. And he equips certain saints here on earth to help us walk through that, you know, that healing, to teach us and to show us what's possible. But they are responsible for healing, and they have indeed put things on earth to help us stay healed, i.e. fruits and vegetables. Because there's a lot of people out here who are so sick, not realizing that God has already given us the answer in the fruits and vegetables that we have around. But again, I say, we cannot outpray sin. So if there's something in your life that's going awry, talk to the Holy Spirit. Be like, God, I'm praying for you. I'm praying to you. I'm believing for a breakthrough in this particular area, but I don't see it. Be it relationship, be it finance, be it health, be it car issues, whatever. I'm praying and I'm believing for this, but something is off. Something is off, and I know it's off. And I'm going to choose to believe in you. I'm going to choose to believe in your word, that you have a plan for me, to prosper me and not to harm me. But something is off, and I'm asking you to show it to me. I'm asking you to show me things that I have done in my life, sins that I have been an active participant in, or those, you know, before me and my bloodline have been an active participant in. And show me what I done. Show me. And show me what I need to pray against to close those doors, so you can truly be my God. Show me how to be the salt and light. Show me how not to murk up the waters, where I can truly be in the world but not of it. So that's all I wanted to share with y'all today, that you can't outpray sin. So you can't be planting seeds in one hand but picking them up with the other. You can't be all in for Jesus on one end, but then you are doing, you know, things that are of this world. You're participating in thought patterns that don't come from God, that you are have bitterness in your heart, that you have unforgiveness in your heart, that you have a gossip spirit, that you are backbiting, that you are saying stuff, and in your mind you are just, and I'm in air quotes, venting, but in all actuality you are backbiting, because the things that you are venting about, you have no intention to bring that to the person who you are talking about. Maybe, you know, for you it's false humility, that you are saying that the reason that you are doing this is because it's serving God, and but in actuality you are playing small and blaming God, lying on God, like what you're doing serves God and it doesn't. The God is really calling you to be bolder, to be grander, to be more courageous, but you're stuck in false humility. Whatever it is, ask God to reveal it to you. Because I don't want you to be in this community living a subpar life, and week over week, month over month, you talking and praying about the same thing. You sending prayer requests about the same thing, that nothing in your life changes. You have to clean out the sin. And I'm not saying you have to be perfect, but you got to clean out the sin. And y'all know, if y'all looked into our membership group, and it's a, I have a module about the boundaries and the expectations. This group, God gave me the mandate to have this group to be above reproach. So we can't be one foot in, one foot out. We can't be all into, you know, crystals and sage and yoga and transcendental meditation and the law of attraction and the secret. We can't be all in that, because the roots of that is demonic. And I talk more about that on, you know, videos on my YouTube channel. So you can check that out if you need to. God is calling us to be above reproach. And because we are going to be above reproach, our lives will look different. Transformation will happen, but it's going to take some work. It's going to take some work, and it don't have to be hard work. It's only hard when you fight against it and you reject it, the truth that God is trying to speak to you. But it's going to be some work, but it's going to be well worth it. So I want y'all to listen to this. I want y'all to take some time right now. Don't be like, I'll do this later. No. Right now. Take some time. Take a deep breath in. Let it out. And ask God to reveal sin to you. Sin that you might think is unrelated to the thing that you are praying for, but it is the very thing that is stopping you from where you need to be. Pray and ask God to reveal it, and to keep revealing it to you. And ask Him to show you how to for real repent. Repent meaning for real, I'm turning away from this. I don't want to do this no more. I don't want to be like this no more. And if I do slip up and do it again, convict me where I am. And then have the willingness and the obedience to repent right then and there and continue to turn away from it. Ask God to show you, because He will. But after you ask Him to show you, take another deep breath and listen. Too often we say these prayers, and then right after the prayer, we go on, we listening to a YouTube video, we listen to a podcast, we calling somebody, talking to somebody on the phone, we scrolling on Twitter, we scrolling on Instagram, we all on Pinterest, we doing some work that we need to do, we typing papers, we typing reports. We don't actually give time to sit and listen. Go on a walk. Ask God to reveal some stuff to you, and just listen. Just listen to the birds chirp. Listen to the crickets. Cricket. I don't know what sound they make, but you get what I'm saying. And just listen. Okay? Y'all be blessed. Bye.